So today I am going to be talking about the two main music services for streaming, Spotify and Apple Music. I love them both, but at the same time, both of them have things that I don't like, but we'll get into that in a little bit. I'm going to first start with Apple Music. Apple Music, it is great, has a great look, has a great feel, more so if you have an iPhone. If you have Android, then, you know, it's just, it's okay, but it feels like it's not supposed to be there. You feel like you're driving, like, a bike inside of a Walmart. Well, that's kind of a bad analogy there. That's not that good, but you feel like you're, taking a, like, when I was a kid, I hated Qdoba. I would go to the Five Guys next to it. When I was with my mom and dad, I'd be like, hey, can I get Five Guys? They're like, yeah. They bought me Five Guys. I would take it into the Qdoba. That's like, I don't know, another bad analogy. I can't, you know, I had a lot of stuff that I did today in class. I cannot, just, my brain is fried. But anyway, back to the point here, what I'm trying to say. The whole thing with Apple Music, it's very simple. Also, and Spotify is too, but we're going to get to that. Apple Music, you can, they basically, when they started out, Spotify had been around for a while, and Apple Music just kind of attached itself to this trend of streaming. And they just kind of went ahead with, okay, yeah, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna jump on this bandwagon. We're gonna jump on this trend. And they did that, and it was good. But it also kind of killed what made iTunes so great in a sense, because to do anything in iTunes after Apple Music comes out, you now have to have an Apple Music subscription, and it got really, really annoying. That's getting me to my next point. That's the main con to Apple Music. If you do not have an Apple Music subscription, iTunes only works in about half the ways that it only does about half the things that it could do. It doesn't live up to its potential if you don't have an Apple Music subscription. It gets really stupid. Like, for example, you can't, like, import stuff from another library on another computer, like home sharing, all that stuff. It's all rendered useless if you don't have an Apple Music subscription, which for me, I always go for the Apple Music, or the, not Apple Music, the iTunes gift card, and I'm in college, so I let Apple just subtract from the gift card balance, because I don't want Apple using my PayPal or debit card or whatever. I already have Spotify and WWE Network payments, yada, 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 Avid, Pro Tools, all that stuff. And Apple really, it's a great, I don't know, going back to that simplicity of Apple Music, it is great with their, they have a great simple style that they have. I really am still waiting on that iPhone dark mode. I just recently switched to the iPhone XS. Love it, by the way. It just needs to be black instead of white for the whole interface with all the apps. It's a lot easier on the eyes. That's another main drawback to Apple Music. The other main one, I should have said this first, Apple Music is only compatible really with Apple devices. For, you know, it, if you try to access it on like a smart TV or, you know, an Xbox or a PS4, good luck, because you really can't. Now, I'm just going to stop talking about Apple Music, and we're going to move on to Spotify. Spotify, main pro on the list. You can absolutely play on just about any device. A lot, most smart devices now, game consoles, TVs, set-top boxes, all that stuff, they all have Spotify in some way, shape, or form. And even my Apple Watch has Spotify now. I have the Series 4 Nike Plus, and that has a Spotify app that you can control the music, turn up the volume, yada, 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 whatever. But Spotify is accessible anywhere. Spotify does not have the importing from iTunes that they used to. I recently found out about that, and I was just kind of mad, because, you know, it kind of sucks. And, well, I'm sure if you're a longtime user of Spotify, like I have been for like over 2 years, you would probably be mad about that as well. Anyway, That was when I found out about that. I didn't know what I was going to do because I used to like all those playlists I made in iTunes like forever and ever ago. I used to like import them and stuff and look at, hey, look, this is that playlist I made when I was like 11 years old in iTunes, blah, blah, blah. And I would just like, I remember I used to, there was like old Nickelodeon, like a playlist full of Nickelodeon TV show themes, cartoons and stuff from iTunes back in the day. I used to import those to Spotify and then just kind of stopped that. And now I have some like half imported playlists that are just kind of floating there and they have no, it's like a shell. There's nothing, it's like a folder with nothing inside. It got, it's like, I think it was like partially imported and then they stopped it. I don't know how it happened, but it's, I just need to get rid of it and keep it in Apple. It's, and there, actually there are apps now that they will import playlists and songs from one service to the other, and there's like premium versions of those. The one, gosh, the one that I use, I think it's called Songkick, I believe is what it's called. I'll have to come back, check on that, come back to that later. I'm pretty like 89.999% sure it's called Songkick, or it's like Songkick or Playlist Kick or something like that. It's in the App Store. Sorry, Android people, but like I only found out about this when I was when I first switched to iPhone again, so I don't know if it's on Google Play. But I don't want to get into the iPhone Android debate because this is not what this is about here today right now. But going back to Spotify though, Spotify, it has the darkness. It's black. If they ever switch to white, I will be really upset because that's not. It's not the vibe that I like from Spotify. Spotify has, I think where they excel is their equalizer. Their EQ with the sliders is great. Absolutely. Just, it is awesome. The, just all the frequencies that you can just nail and bring up or down, it's just, it's flawless. Apple Music does not have that. And if they really want to compete with Spotify, then they should have that. But I get it. Apple Music sticking with the old, like, go into the settings on the iPhone, turn up the, you know, the EQ through that. There's really no, nothing to turn up. You press a button on your phone, like, it's, you can set it to bass boost, vocal boost. There's all kinds of different preset settings, and there's really no customization. That's, customization is why I prefer Spotify. And Spotify helps me to find more just different genres, different kinds of music. And if it wasn't for Spotify, I would not have diversified my taste in music like I have in the last 2 to 3 years. Because Apple Music certainly has not accounted for even half the stuff I listen to now. It's been Spotify that has been really pushing me into these other areas of music, into these other areas that I'm, used the wrong preposition there, into these other areas where I'm just, I'm looking at this and, I just have to thank Spotify. Like I said, I've been a member, a subscriber to Spotify for like 2 years. I've been off and on. Usually, I've never really fully been off because the minute I think that I want to switch to Apple Music, I immediately go back to Spotify like a month later, not even that sometimes. And right now, I am paying for Spotify, and then I have the gift card and using Apple Music through iTunes, blah, 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 that good stuff like I explained earlier. That is the easy way out to do Apple Music. It's not, I mean, it's really not that bad. Then also the other thing, what was I gonna say? There was something about Spotify. I'm telling you, college will slap your brain around and you will not know. You'll lose your train of thought because of all the the BS that you have to deal with. But what was there was the I was talking about the ease of access with Spotify. And I'm backtracking here. The also the desktop versions of Spotify, very easy to use, easy to get. I remember back in the day there was just, oh my gosh, Spotify didn't exist. We had a thing called Groove Shark, if you're old enough to remember what that was. That was an early streaming site that was free. You could just go on there and then people would upload stuff to it. It's kind of like a SoundCloud, Spotify. It was weird. I don't know exactly what to call it, but it was just, it was interesting because nothing had ever been done like that before. And you know, it was just, that was what there was. and there wasn't, I mean, there was another website called music.com, which literally was like a Vivo site. It was like music videos, and it used to just download music from YouTube back in the day. And well, that, and like there were file sharing, like downloading things like LimeWire and like Kazaa, all that stuff. And I never used those. I used my dad, when I was a little, real little kid, bought a subscription to a site called MP3 Rocket. And so it was kind of funny because like he didn't think that it was illegal, and I was kind of asking questions like as a 8-year-old. I was like, dad, isn't this kind of like not safe? He was like, oh no, I paid $40 for it. It's okay. It's a lifetime membership. I was like, whatever. So I've kind of been cautious now when I use certain services. I'm just kind of looking at them like, is it supporting the record label? Is it giving money back to where it should go? Is it taking or stealing or robbing anybody? I mean, Spotify and Apple Music obviously are not. Those are very legitimate, very, very good services. And honestly, I would, based on what I've said through this whole thing, I would easily rank Spotify above Apple Music, very easily. As a car, I can hear zooming past my apartment. Oh my goodness, man. So I'm getting off topic here. I live in an apartment with very thin walls right out in front of a main street in the college town that I live in. And sometimes people in Mustangs or even Maseratis sometimes will just zoom by here. So yeah, get that happening. And anyway, I ranking Spotify above Apple Music for just, there's more pros than cons with Spotify. And it's just more accessible with all these other apps. And Apple, with their whole DRM protections thing, that it's just, they're going to be held back forever as long as they have that. That's a discussion for another day. Right now, long story short, Spotify wins. I want to thank you guys for listening to this. And yeah, that's my opinion. Spotify versus Apple Music. Spotify is the king of music streaming. Probably will be till the day I die. Unless there's some other company that buys them out, or another an app that overtakes them in downloads or user membership subscriptions, whatever. But for now, for the long haul, I think Spotify will be the overall winner of everything, music streaming wise. All right, that's enough of that. I will see you guys next time.